Blog Talk Radio.
Radio show. I'm Joanne Barton. Tonight I'm happy to bring back Sterling Meyer. She's an author. Oh, she's a bunch of things. She's a psychic. She's a life coach. She's amazing. I'm not going to lie. Last time she was on, I was having one of the worst days ever that I have. Yeah, well, I shouldn't say that. There's been worse after that. So anyway, it was a very bad day. And she just made me do a 180, and I totally forgot about what was going on. So we're going to talk about her new book, The AOM System, Manifestation in 30 Days. Manifestation Mastery in 30 Days. So we're going to talk to her about that. So before we start, let me say thank you to our sponsors, The Hive Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, KWB Wines in South Africa, Cheese from the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, Syntech Productions in Anoka Harbor, New Jersey, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake, Cloison Designs in New Jersey, Think Big Picture LLC in New York, The Observer Newspaper in Kearney, New Jersey, Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey, GenieBottles.com, and H21 Hand Sanitizer. Sterling, how are you, everybody? Sterling Meyer, welcome to the show, Sterling. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on again, Joanne. It's such a pleasure and
yeah,
privilege.
Thank you. Thank you for coming back. Like I said, you turned my frown upside down that day, and I'm hoping maybe today you could do that for me, too, with our conversation. So let's tell everybody who may not have heard us on the show, tell us about the book, AOM System, the Manifestation Mastering in 30 Days. Did I get it right this time?
The AOM System, Manifestation Mastery in 30 Days. It took a little bit of practice for me, too. But, it came out January 1st. It's already getting so many amazing reviews. The feedback has been incredible. Lives have been transformed.
Right.
Super powerful, really exciting. It is available worldwide on Amazon via Amazon. You can get the paperback or the Kindle version. And it's now available on Barnes & Noble as well. It's going to be out, connecting with all kinds of places, including, regular bookstores, physical ones, as well as libraries and things like that.
Nice.
So it's getting out there, but the most important thing is anybody could have this book within 2 days if you order it on Amazon. Mm. I don't know how fast Barnes & Noble is, but you can find it there. Just put the title in, and if you want to include my name, well, that's even better, I guess, and it could be easier on the search engine. But it's been, amazing. I mean, the feedback I've been getting has just been phenomenal. I had a client, now is a client, but had been doing the system and got the book immediately as soon as it, well, actually did a pre-order, so got it, as soon as it was out. And he said that his life is not only going exactly the way he envisioned it, exactly the way he wished, down to the details in every single area of his life, but the people around him are transforming. His kids are transforming. His mother, who had been suicidal for decades, is no longer suicidal and loves life and is so excited. He said, how does this happen? I mean, she doesn't even know that I'm even, like, doing anything like this. And all these changes are happening, and I'm not even really, you know, saying or doing anything. I said, of course you are. You change your energy, and absolutely, you're not only going to be transformed, but the people around you will be transformed. And I've seen this time and time again. We are that powerful. Our energy transforms people. So what are we doing? You know, we are energy. Let's acknowledge that first, you know. Mm-hmm. We get so caught up in the physical world. We relate to things on a physical level, but it's not that, you know. The physical elements of the world is like the backdrop, you know. It's kind of like the stage, right? It plays such a small part. What's really going on is the interaction on the stage, and that's all energy. Everything is energy. Mm-hmm. So you were manifesting all the time. We can't opt out of it, and we have no idea how incredibly powerful we are until we actually discover it. And that's why this book is awesome, because it not only informs you of what there is to know, but it is a step-by-step, airtight, foolproof system that works. You do it exactly the way it's designed, and you'll get 100% out of it. And it will go beyond your anticipated expectations. It's that powerful, time and time again. So I can't really emphasize that enough, because I'm very excited about that.
Right.
Very.
Let me ask you real quick, though. Now, in the book, name like a step that would be something for someone to do to reach their goal or accomplish something where they want, whatever their idea or ideal plan is in their life. I mean, give us a step.
It's really simple. The book is broken down to 4 parts. But the thing is, it's like, you know, when we talk about what we want in our lives, first of all, a lot of people, I was even surprised that a lot of clients came to me and they go, I don't really know what I want, or I'm unclear, not sure what my purpose is, not sure what my career is. I'm not sure about a lot of things. So I said, it's okay. You don't need to know that. However,
if somebody that doesn't have a clue,
how
is this book going to help them find the clue?
Good question. Well, you know, I had it's a perfect opportunity to talk about a past client of mine who came to me with this same conundrum. And we worked together. And first of all, part of the reason why we're so confused is because we have all these blocks. And part one actually clears away the blocks. And suddenly there's a level of clarity that never was there before, where one can actually start to think more clearly and actually get in touch with what it is that they want. Mm-hmm. However, even if, say, I don't know what kind of field I want to pursue or this and that, what I did with my client is we started effectively creating the experience that she would have in her work section, you know, and she just, we worked on that. What do you want to be able to say about your work? You can define that by the hours, the locality, you know, do you work with small groups? Do you work with large groups? Do you work alone? Are you mobile in your work? How much money do you want to make? Things like that, for instance. And what happens is that all these opportunities just pop up like popcorn in your life, and suddenly you're like, oh, wait, let me wrap my head around that. Let me take a look. Let me investigate this opportunity. Let me look at this. Let me try it on for size and see if it's something that, you know, resonates with me.
Right.
And it just really kind of unfolds that way. This client, she came to me and she said, you know, I just feel like I am just floating in outer space. I have nothing. You know, it's like I'm here from another country. I don't have any friends. I don't know what my career should be. I'm just all alone in this. I'm not sure what to do. Well, guess what? Now she literally she's a CEO of a company that enriches women's lives. She loves her work. She had no idea she was going to be doing this when she came to me. And she has companies all over the world. So she travels all the time for that. And not only that, now she has beautiful children, a wonderful husband, and a dream home to live in. And she said, I just love my life. And it was just so amazing to watch this, you know, come together, for all of this to bloom and flourish in her life, and to see where she was and where she, you know, is now. And it's just so inspiring. And it works like that kind of level, that magical level, that miraculous level for all of my clients. So no wonder, you know, I'm just ecstatic about it, because everybody can have this story. Everybody can love their life. I've had clients who couldn't conceive children for 7 years. They started working with me, and suddenly they were able to have children. I'm not surprised. I've had clients who had incurable diseases that then cured themselves, and the doctors were baffled. And, you know, every single miraculous, magical story you can imagine, I have vicariously lived through my clients. Not only just my own personal experiences, because I'm a participant. I'm, you know, a user of the AOM system. This is everything in my life. It's my foundation. And my clients say, you know what, this works so well, I'm afraid not to use it. And that's got to be the highest compliment.
Right, yeah, definitely. Now, obviously, it didn't take her 30 days to get where she is now, but that 30-day tool kind of set the fire and molded where she is now, yeah? And kind of set the tone for where she is now, no?
Well, she actually started getting results immediately.
Wow.
Immediately as she started. It starts working the moment you start working the system. You will have tangible results. And usually the first thing that people report as soon as they start working it is they feel so free and so peaceful, and they have so much clarity in all those ghosts that were haunting them and all that baggage and all those blocks and all those disappointments and hurts and upsets in their past, their traumas, all gone. And I asked them, I said, when you think about those things in the past, what's there for you? And they said, you know what, it doesn't bother me at all. I just feel peace and acceptance, and, you know, I feel really centered, and I'm just excited about the future. And that is just a beautiful thing, and I love hearing that each and every time with my clients.
That's great. Now, what made you want to write the book? I know you're a life coach, and what made you finally say, I need to put this down and get it out to people instead of, you know, just a handful of people that I deal with, or is that the case?
Well, I went to high school performing arts. Mm-hmm. I auditioned there, was accepted. It's a school like Fame. Mm-hmm. I studied drama there. And I also had a period studying psychology as well. However, I chose to do something creative with my life. The thing was is that, you know, this was another component as to why I created the system. There's many reasons why, but this is one I haven't really talked about with you before. But I thought, you know, This is not something that you do, like you pursue. When you pursue the arts, it's not like you just go to law school and you do step and then this step and this step and then you graduate and you got your degree and then you go get an office and then you try to get your name out there. It's all these steps, very linear, very linear. However, actually, the truth is life is not linear. But I thought, you know, how am I going to just create this? There's a million ways and a million stories people have from the past as how they did it. So there's no set road to take. And so this had a lot to do with why I created this system, because I knew that the answer lies within the creative process. And actually bringing something into fruition, there's a reason why things happen. And we are the creator of our lives. And if we really understand the manifestation process and how to create our lives, we're going to be able to receive anything and everything that we want instead of it being a hit or miss thing. And that's how most people live their lives. They go, oh, you know, I had a good day, I had a bad day, and this and that, and this went well, that did not go well. It's all hit or miss. It's all over the place. People feel like they don't have a sense of control in their life. And that's one of the things my clients really love, is they feel like they have a sense of control. They know exactly what's going to happen. They lose all of their fear because they know exactly what to do. They understand how life works and how they work and how other people work. So they're able to just manifest so effortlessly and easily and joyfully. But this was something that, like I said, instigated, you know, me, it accelerated me creating this program. And when I did, I was able to use it, and therefore able to accelerate my career as an actor. And then from there, I actually got, quote, discovered, as if that ever happens before, by a major label, and they offered me a music deal as a singer-songwriter. And I thought that would be fun. So then I went on that path. But I used my system to manifest all my opportunities and the people I needed to know, the places I needed to be, completely out of thin air. Just completely from using the system. And things would just drop out of the sky, fall into the lap, in the perfect time, the perfect people, the perfect everything. And then when I took a break from touring 1 year, for about a year, I started helping friends. I socialized more, got involved in what people were doing and people that I knew. I said, hey, you know what? You might want to try this system. I created it for myself, but I'm going to let you have it, you know, and it just blew up from there because, wow. Oh my God, you know, it was like wildfire. And all of a sudden everybody was like, I want to know about this system. Well, luckily I already had an office because literally overnight this business was born, and I had no initial intention of sharing it with the world, but I am so glad I have, and I love it more than anything. And it's so, I mean, seriously rewarding for me. So I couldn't be happier. It was really awesome. And my whole life was really a series of things that brought me to where I am now. So it all makes perfect sense. It all ties together as to where I am and why I'm sharing the system with the world. And nothing can make me happier. It makes me happier than, you know, sharing a song or any of my movies and things like this. Makes me even way more happier. I love people getting their lives. And I love people. And I know that every single person can be completely healed, mind, body, and spirit. And they can realize all of their dreams right here, right now, in this lifetime. Let's just do it. Here's the system. You know, use it. It works. That's what I say.
Well, you know what? I don't recall if we touched on this last time you were on, but I didn't know about the intuitive life that you have going on your website. Tell everybody about what are you doing on that? You're psychic and also so tell everybody what that is. I was surprised because you didn't mention it last time. I would have definitely talked about it.
Yeah, so I've always been an empath. I've always been intuitive, psychic, clairvoyant, whatever you want to call it. And so that was something that I didn't really, you know, share with the public until I had a friend who was actually a psychic, and she was very successful. And she and I were talking, and I said, oh, yeah, I know, you know, how to do that, too. And she said, well, you know, will you read me and things like that? And I was incredibly accurate about everything that was going to be happening. And she was just an acquaintance. So we had a little, you know, afternoon tea kind of thing at her place. And then I didn't even see her for months. And then she calls me and goes, everything you said has totally happened. I can't believe it. This is amazing. And then I kid you not, the craziest thing happened. She goes, I have these two clients. I can't tend to them. Would you mind stepping in for me? And I said, sure, I'll help out, you know. And so I did, and this was not something I was looking for or pursuing, but suddenly those two women that I helped, they started telling everybody about it and all this stuff.
Right.
And like I said, I love people. I love helping people. I want everybody to do incredibly well in their lives. There's, why not? There's every reason to, and it's accessible. So there's no excuse not to, you know, be happy and successful in your life. So that was something that I offered as well. I feel very passionate about my work. I love helping people in any way that I can. Mm. But the AOM system is so unique, and it really needs a sounding trumpet because there's nothing in the world like it. Mm. I mean, there's a lot of great psychics out there, but there is nothing like this AOM system. And my intention, my mission is to get everyone to be incredibly informed so they can about the system so that they can make that informed choice for themselves. And but they don't have a choice if they don't know about it. So that's why I'm very passionate with getting that out there. And also, you know, I do believe what Lincoln said, which is the best way to predict the future is to create it. Now, I've done work with myself. I mean, I'm an intuitive for myself too, right? And what I've discovered is that I can create anything that I want just because I'm delving into and uncovering what's going on in the blind behind the blind spots or what's going on underneath or might not be totally, I might not be totally aware of, or somebody else might not totally be aware of. This is where the this is the energy that's being created. This is where it's going. This is what's likely going to happen if you stay on this path. But let's change path. You don't have to be doomed. Just because it says your future, you're going to, you know, hit a wall, so to speak, and have a big breakdown, doesn't mean that you have to. You can change your destiny. You can change your course. And you can also prepare for it, if you will, you know. So even if there's something inevitable, Joanne, you know, and there could be something inevitable like, oh, my gosh, you know, the boss has already decided they're going to fire me, you know, or whatever. There's multitude things that one can do with facing something like that that might be happening next week, for instance. Mm-hmm. So if we know about it, we can look at those options. And, you know, maybe the person can transform the situation and keep the job, you know, and that's something that we could create. Or maybe they think, you know what, it's a blessing because I've been holding on to this too long and I needed somebody to kick me in the butt and get me out of this dead-end job that's not working for me.
Right.
You know, so maybe it comes like that. But it's useful to have that information because it's not like suddenly, you know, all of a sudden, boom, you know, everything just blows up and you weren't expecting it. It just takes the wind out of your sails, so to speak, and you're like, oh, big surprise and shock, you know. So it has a lot of usefulness. However, I think that when people feel like they're not in control of their lives, that's a very disempowering thought. I would never want anybody to think that way. I always empower my clients. I empower them. I'm not one of those people who are looking to have people become dependent on me. That's not fair to them. That's not ethical. And that's not honest at all. I love empowering people and helping them bring their dreams into realization because guess what? We get to celebrate all the time, and I know nothing that creates those kind of results and on the magnitude and so fast as the AOM system does.
Right, right. I know, that's how they say, you know, what happens with a person, they're riding high, they're having a great time, they're happy, and all of a sudden they get some bad news and it's a roadblock and you got to stop and you're, like you said, your life is now in the hands of other people and you have to sit and wait. So, you know, it's hard to get back to where you were prior to getting that smacked in the face, you know? So.
Well, it's really not hard. It's just that we have to have a shift in our consciousness, a shift in an understanding about how life and how life truly works and how we really work and how we're designed. And when we understand these things, then we lose all fear of anything and everything because we know exactly what to do. We have the understanding, we have the tools, and we have that experience, too, from utilizing those tools that gives us the confidence and clarity to know what there is to do. Mm-hmm. So when you start really tapping into your power and you start realizing what you can do, it is really it's amazing. And people are blown away. And sometimes they're like, whoa, I had no idea that I possessed this kind of, you know, ability or power to create. And they kind of have to stop for a second. Some of them do and kind of go, okay, let me let this sink in because this is pretty magical. This is pretty miraculous.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's it's a big surprise, but it's a wonderful surprise.
Yeah, definitely. I got to go back to the psychic abilities. How old were you when you realized you had the gift?
Oh my goodness. As long as I can remember, you know.
Do you remember your first experience?
No. You know why I don't? Because I thought everybody was, so I just didn't really think of myself as different. So I just operated that way. I always could, for instance, I remember being a child and asking people questions, and it didn't matter what they answered, whether they told me the truth or a lie. I knew exactly what the answer was. So it didn't even bother me or concern me what they said, because I always knew what the answer was. So that's something. I've had a lot of paranormal experiences because I'm tapped into that realm, if you will, the sensitivity. That's why a lot of clients love to work with me, because they know that I can really tune into them and work with them individually because of that very reason. Yeah. So it just being, having that ability, just hearing things, I see things, I feel things. When I was really young, it was very a sense thing. Like I could ask myself questions and I could kind of scan information, so to speak, in my mind. And I knew the answer because I would get a sensation. I'd get like a buzz of the energy, if you will, around it. And I'm like, that's the one, you know. And then as I got older, I started becoming seeing things and hearing things and words and, you know, stuff like that. It was really, really fascinating. But I thought it was just everybody was like that. I was surprised to find out, you know, that they weren't. And not everybody operates like that.
Right, right. No, because I was wondering if it was a scary. Were you scared when you realized that you could do that?
No, I've interacted. I mean, I've seen ghosts, and I've had a lot of experiences with, you know, ghosts talking in the room and having conversations or whatever. But the funny thing is, it's like it's never been scary to me. It's almost like I have that sixth sense that knows that this is part of life, if you will, or it's, when you say the life, I mean, we're talking about the cosmos, the whole life. You know, we're either sensitive to it or we're not, but that doesn't mean it isn't there. And everybody can sensitize themselves to be able to pick up on energy, and everybody has intuition within them. Some of them just come in with that ability already formed, if you will, and other ones have to work on it a little bit. But I mean, it's like some people are natural dancers, but it doesn't mean you can't just learn to dance as well, you know. It's really like anything, but it's never been scary. No, it's not. It's not scary. I'm always connected to the white light. I'm always connected to, you know, angel and what I call white celestial beings, if you will. I'm always connected to them. So I always feel strong and centered because of that.
Right. I was wondering, do you ever think, or do you know how people are chosen that do get the gift? Like, why was it you and not me or somebody else?
Well, I mean, that's a really good question. And I don't really know the answer to that, except I do know that I do come from a family of intuitive people, my mother, my grandmother, my sister. So I don't know if it's something that you sort of inherit, you know, I really don't know. And that's possible. That's possible that you just have that the sensitivity that gets passed on. I wouldn't be surprised if that's simply how it is. However, I'm sure there's a lot of people who are like me that didn't have any family members or immediate family members. Who are like that as well, and they're considered the black sheep, right? Like, you're the different one, you know, and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it happens, but, I believe everybody can tune in. I think you have to cultivate that muscle, if you will.
Now, people can actually reach out to you, I think, FaceTime and also by phone, and get readings or guidance, what would you call it?
Oh, my website is intuitivelifebysterling.com.
Mm-hmm.
So there you can find me. You can Google, you know, my name, Sterling Meyer, and you'll see the website as well. And then my AOM system website is getyourlifenow.com.
Mm-hmm.
On the top right-hand side, all my social media is there. My radio shows is listed there. You know, all the icons to reach out to me, all social media, Facebook and Instagram. And what am I missing? LinkedIn.
You have your own podcast too, Sterling? Oh, I didn't know. Tell us about that.
Yeah, blogtalkradio.com/Sterling Meyer. And I like to have a lot of different guests on there. I've got people, actor, comedian, producer, you know, Disney star. Harlan Williams has been my guest. Dee Wallace is going to be coming up February 17th. It's always Wednesday nights at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
I've had intuitive people on there. Allison Wynn Ryder from the Rescue Mediums, which is a very successful paranormal medium show about releasing trapped spirits so that they can go to the white light. And so I love that show because it's the most honest show that I've seen about paranormals. You can watch it on YouTube. Mm-hmm. They had 7 seasons. It was an incredibly popular, successful show. She's mm-hmm. been on there, you know, so yeah, I like to have a lot of variety, but we talk mostly about manifesting and how to create your dreams and bring them into fruition. Of course, it's called Manifestation Mastery, so we got to be talking about manifesting. The last show I did was about manifestation and inauguration. What do they have to do with each other?
Tell us. What do they have to do with each other?
Well, manifesting, when we talk about manifesting, yes, we're manifesting independently, especially if somebody is working the AOM system, yeah, they're transforming their life and they're working from within, which actually transforms the outside of their lives. Now, we're all manifesting independently, but we're also manifesting collectively. So there's a collective consciousness that we really do want to take responsibility for because we are helping shape and mold that. So if we were all in unison and we were all manifesting, you know, happiness, success, abundance, health, love, joy, then that's all that we would be experiencing, and therefore the leaders that would step up that we would have to choose from would then start to also reflect those fruits of the spirit, which is self-control and patience and love, understanding, and the list goes on, really. But, you know, and that's how we can affect change. And we do it individually. And with each person doing that, it creates a ripple effect. It's almost like a trend, right? Like a few people like this thing and they kind of focus on it and they go, this is pretty cool. And then a few more people and then a few more people, next thing you know, it's a trend and everybody wants to join in. You know, remember that water bucket challenge thing or something, you know?
Right?
And then next thing you know, everybody's doing it because they were on an alignment. So it's the same sort of thing, and we look too much on the outside for change. We look too much for the answers on the outside. They're not on the outside. We wait and we become dependent on what everybody else is doing and what's going on outside of us, but we've got it backwards. We really do have it backwards. If you really want change, you've got to work from within. Once you start doing it, you start to notice it. Remember, like I told you, the client who said his mother no longer is suicidal. She doesn't threaten to kill herself constantly and say how much she hates to live and how transformed she was because he was transformed. He didn't say or do anything to her. And I've seen this time and time again. So that's where we want to focus, in wondering when our circumstances are going to change or when someone's going to hand us something or when somebody's going to make us happy or when somebody is this or something's going to change there, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, boy. It just doesn't work that way.
Yeah,
that's all.
No, I'm a firm believer of, you know, positivity breeds positivity, and if you want something, you have to go and get it. So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's it's not going to come to you. Well, you got to make it happen. I think we talked about that last time, or I talked about it with somebody that I had on before. That I think it might have been Johnny Whitaker. We were saying he had a caller asking for acting advice, and the kid, I well, 37, he wanted to be an actor, but he wanted to get these Al Pacino roles, and he didn't even do a commercial or anything, nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying he had a commercial.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying he wanted to just jump into being a major motion picture star, and it doesn't happen that way. You have to work to get it, you know? So, and
I know Johnny. I know Johnny quite well.
You know, and that's what the point of the thing. You have to make it happen in your life. It's not going to come to you. And this book, if you've got dreams and aspirations of doing things, this will get you there a hell of a lot faster than if you were doing it on your own. That's what I'm guessing.
Everybody has a dream. And, you know, fundamentally, it comes down to happiness, you know, happiness, success, right? And that can look like a lot of different things to a lot of different people. So you do not have to be, you know, have the largest aspirations possible. As long as you're a human being and you want positive changes in your life, that's the only two prerequisites
right. For
doing the ALM system. That's
just
it.
Just being happy, making yourself happy. That's it. You got to make yourself happy. So, how long has your podcast been out? I didn't know you had one.
Well, it's really new. So, I think it's only episode 20 at this point. Started in September. Yeah.
Wow, good. It's fun, isn't it? Isn't it fun?
I love it. It's great.
I love it too. And it's so funny. They say, "Oh, well, maybe you shouldn't do the shows with these people because it's competition." No, it's not. It's all different. I mean, we're all different people, and each show is different. We may have similar guests, maybe, but we all project in a different way, so you're not getting the same thing twice, you know? It's,
oh, no, absolutely
yeah.
not. There's no,
no
such a... We really are so unique, and it would be wonderful if everybody could celebrate their own uniqueness within
yeah.
that, because there's nobody before that's ever been like you, and no one, again, is ever going to come like you. You are an individual work of art. You are the rarest specimen when it comes to you, who you are and your individuality. And we put all this emphasis in importance on rare things, and yet what could be more rare than you? You're the
right.
only one.
The only one you. That's right. That's right. Do you have the book in front of you right now?
I don't, but I could.
I was going to say, if you could just do a and stop it and read us a little excerpt. Could you or no?
Well, let me see.
Wherever
that one
stops,
nearby.
Wherever it stops, just to see, get a little taste of what's in it.
Well, you know that Dee Wallace wrote the foreword to the book, yeah, which is really powerful and very exciting. The feedback on the book has been just extraordinary. I love how everybody finds it so accessible and so much fun to read and so inspiring. So, managing our 80,000 daily thoughts.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that how many thoughts we have a day? 80,000?
Yeah, yeah. And so a lot of times, you know, people read self-help books and they're being told, watch your thoughts. Well, that's self-defeating right there, because you're like, how am I supposed to watch 80,000 thoughts?
Well, now I know why I have a headache all the time. 80,000 thoughts. Oh, my God. I knew my mind was always spinning, but I didn't know I had 80,000 of them. Jesus.
Right.
Oh,
so being in the moment, practicing being in the moment, is the best way to actually stop what I call the imagination on fire. So we have so many useless thoughts. We really do. And what that does is it actually, and I'm just kind of, you know, I'm not actually reading from the book. I'm kind of just talking about it. Because you know what? I don't think we have time for this whole segment. But being in the moment actually has so many benefits to it. I mean, it builds concentration and comprehension. It releases tension and stress. It, you know, extinguishes that imagination on fire when our thoughts spiral out of control. and it powerfully grounds you into reality. It also simplifies the decision-making process, and it promotes clear communication and strong connections with other people, and it provides an accurate perception of reality. It creates the space for your higher wisdom to communicate with you intuitively, and it creates space and satisfaction within, and peace as well. So if we've got all this static going on, and we think we have to have all this in our mind so we can remember not to forget, it's ridiculous, but we actually become more forgetful. We've got all this static in there, then we don't remember the things that we need to remember at the appropriate times. So if you're practicing being present, and I have some exercises in the book that's easy. I call it meditation on the go, so you can do it all day long. You could be, you know, doing it with any passive activity. So you have tons of opportunities all day long. And this is a very easy and effective way of simply creating how to be in the moment, completely grounded in reality. And you can intersperse it with your whole day. You don't have to sit down and meditate for half an hour or an hour. You don't have to do that. Right. You can actually do it throughout your day. And the life-changing results that come from just practicing meditation on the go is enough to change your life profoundly. It is so, so powerful.
And what are
so
you
then,
doing?
For instance...
What are you doing? Are you just clearing your mind for a moment and...
No, you're doing this during passive activity. So, for instance, when your mind's clear, the information that you need to know will be there for you. You could have a phone call at 8 o'clock, and at 7:45 or 7:50, whatever, all of a sudden, you just want to look at the clock, and you don't know why. And you look at it, and you're like, oh, yeah, my 8 o'clock phone call is coming up. That's your higher wisdom working with you. But if it's cluttered and it's staticky, you're never going to have that happen. So one of the ways you can do meditation on the go is like when you could be washing dishes, you could be vacuuming the floor, you could be driving, you could be walking, you could be sitting, you could be vacuuming, you could be any kind of passive activity. There's tons of passive activities that we engage in all day long. And what you do is you just really notice, you just observe it. So if you're like washing dishes, you pay attention. What's the temperature like, you know, and what's the soap like, or what's the fragrance like? How does this cup feel, or how does this dish feel, and how does the water sound? You're observing everything that's going on. You're placing your attention on that. And it makes it so much easier. A lot of people complain about meditating because they go, oh, my thoughts are racing, and I just feel anxious, and I just can't do it. I can't do it. Anyone can do this. It's very simple. You're simply observing and noticing without judgment, without criticism, without daydreaming, without stories, without going off on mental tangents. Just place your attention on that. If you're vacuuming your floor, you know, notice the sound. Notice the weight of the vacuum. Notice the vacuuming itself, you know, across the carpet, things like that. So you're just really engaging in observing something, you know. If you're driving, notice the billboard, notice the car in front of you. And I'll give you an example, not like notice the car, like, oh, that's an old car. I really don't like red. Why are they, you know, that it looks like a clunker, this and that, da-da-da-da-da. You know, that reminds me, I knew somebody had a car like that. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is you noticing it, you go, the car is red. It has four doors, you know. It looks new, okay, and it's got a bumper sticker. I don't know. And then you observe all that you can observe, change your attention to something else. You see a billboard, two people smiling. They have hats on and holding a cup. Okay, got it. You know, move on to the next thing. There's a tree. It's got purple flowers all over it. It's really full. Okay, great. Whatever, you know, that you want to notice about it. The leaves are super green. I noticed that. You know, and just observe something fully and then move on. It is amazing how your life can change just by that simple thing that I call meditation on the go.
And it's funny because it's a shame that we even have to be reminded that we have to remember to do that because we don't pay attention enough. like you said, it's a matter of focusing on it and really absorbing it.
Yeah, exactly.
And
it really makes a difference.
Yeah, because we don't normally do that. And you know, if somebody actually says you need to sit down and do that, then you do enjoy everything more because you're enjoying what's going on around you.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So it really does make it. People have come back to me and said, "Oh my God, my life has just changed. I feel so relaxed. I feel so clear. I feel so confident. I feel so good. I just feel like I'm in harmony with life. Everything's harmonious, and I feel like I'm in synchronicity. Like all my timing is perfect."
Right.
There's so many things that you can get from this. It's extraordinary. The list really goes on and on.
I got to get it. I know when we were on last time, I said I was going to get it, but I definitely got to get it. I need it now more than ever, I think. I need some help, I guess.
Yeah, well, why not? You know, I mean, why not? It's like, it's easy, it's fun, you know, it's accessible. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
And it's powerful, and it's life-changing, which more, of course,
right.
Most importantly.
Exactly. Are you working on, do you have any plans on doing another book? And if so, what type of vein, the same thing? Or?
I do have, it's about powerful conversations, communications, okay? So really the book is going to be about how to communicate in a way that is life-changing for you and others. Communication is so important, and it's an art that has absolutely fallen to the wayside, and people don't understand how to effectively communicate. Now, everything in life gets created through language, and that conversation we have with ourselves, that conversation we have with others, and how powerful that really is. So the next book is really about communications. Everybody's relationships depend on it, and everything is made up of a relationship, and we have a relationship to everything down to our toothbrush in our world, and that shapes and molds our experiences and our outcomes in life as well, depending on how empowering or disempowering it is responsible for everything. That's one of the things we transform in part one in the AOM system. But communicating really effectively is absolutely vital for success and happiness as well. You do get, you know, the AOM system is whole and complete, absolutely whole and complete. It's everything you'll ever need to know. To master the manifestation process in 30 days, is everything's in there. And I'm not just saying that. My clients have said that. My readers have said that. Everybody has been saying that. But we can take things a little bit further and really delve into the art of communicating.
Well, communication is key, as they say. So we do need it. And like I said, there's a definite lack of it these days. I mean, no one actually speaks to each other anymore. It's text, it's email. It's nobody even wants to pick up the phone and talk. And you have to. Because, you know, sometimes with an email or a text, it can be misconstrued, too. People read differently than how you're typing. And I don't know. That's my opinion, which means nothing, but, you know.
So I know. Absolutely. Texting should only be reserved for short notes, memos. I'm going to be 5 minutes late. I'll meet you at such and such. Are we still on for Thursday?
On my way.
That's it.
Yeah.
That is absolutely it. You have to really communicate face-to-face, if not face-to-face, on the phone or Zoom meeting or whatever. And if not like that, then, you know, if that's not possible, I'm sorry, I don't mean optional. I mean, if it's not possible, then an email. But text messaging is where a lot of people try to communicate, and it's the absolute worst form of communicating. And everyone will assume the worst, and it's very destructive. And that's why you got emojis and things like that to try to clarify the tone. But even that's ineffective, you know.
Yeah.
And I myself, you know, do rely on emojis when I'm communicating. And I really, really, like I said, keep the text to the barest of minimums.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was absolutely stuck between a rock and a hard place, I must get a message out there. I do try to create it as clearly as possible. I use emojis to let them know where my tone is and what my mood is and things like that. And even then they might say, are you upset? And I go, you saw all the smiley faces and all the hearts and all the this and all the that.
Nice.
How does that possibly say upset?
Well, it's true. People can read differently than how you meant to portray it when you write something. And then everybody thinks differently. I mean, we can all see the same thing, but there'll be 10 different takeaways from it. And it's just weird how people, I don't get it, how that happens. How everybody can have a different takeaway of something when we all just watch the same thing or just read the same thing or something, you know, and it's just crazy. But everybody has their own imagination and their own, again, take on things and how they interpret things. And I don't know. It's just weird. But yes,
we
have to communicate more.
Assuming is something that people are guilty of, and even I've been guilty of it. But what's interesting is my clients will have that assignment, and they just notice how much you assume, and they come back and they are blown away. They're so shocked.
Mm-hmm.
They are so shocked. They said, "I had no idea that I was assuming so many things."
Mm-hmm.
And what's more, I tend to assume something that's disempowering, you know. So I said, yeah, there's more power in just saying I don't know than assuming. And if don't fill in the blanks, ask questions, get clear from the other person. And if you absolutely must assume, why not assume the best? If you're going to do that, assume something empowering. You know, and that's really important. So it shocks people when they realize how much they assume. And they live their life as if it's fact, when the truth is they just made something up that is an absolute illusion that has no basis in reality, and they live as if it's true. And it's really kind of insane when you think about it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty insane.
Exactly. I know. I don't get it. But everybody got to check this book out, The AOM System, Manifestation, Mastery in 30 Days. I definitely have to order it. I definitely need something to pick me up again. I was riding high and boom, I got knocked down and I need to get picked up. So I think I need to do my daily affirmations for 30 days with the OAM system. And like I said, speaking with you again, I feel so much better just talking to you. It's great to hang out with you. I so appreciate it, Sterling.
Oh, Joanne, it's my pleasure. And I am so happy to be on the show with you and get to reconnect with you again. So I wanted to thank you very much.
Oh, no, thank you. I appreciate it. And guys, again, go check out the book. It's everywhere online where you can get a book, and also in actual book form at, you know, brick and mortar stores at Barnes & Noble, and you can get it online. And also go to intuitivelifebysterling.com, and she does readings and you tell them, Sterling.
Yeah, absolutely. Intuitivelifebysterling.com is where I do readings and things like that, help people. There's like 12 different services on there when you look there. There's a lot to choose from.
Yeah,
I have
coaching.
I have some wonderful employees as well. They're readers or psychics that are on my team on intuitivelifebysterling.com. They have a lot of incredible gifts. They're amazing. So, you know, you'll see all of that when you go to the website and visit the services. But, and getyourlifenow.com. I do offer complimentary consultations for anyone who's interested in working with me one-on-one. I also have not just the book and the one-on-one, but I have a video series if anybody wants to work at their own pace, they can go in that direction. I also do group events. I have another one coming up February 5th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I have an event March 3rd coming up with Allison Wynn Ryder from the Rescue Mediums, and we're doing a 7-week course, 1 hour each Saturday morning for 7 weeks. Mm-hmm. And that we're going to be combining our talents and our forces, and it's going to be an amazing 7-week journey. People are going to be just blown away. So that's also coming up, and I'm excited about that too. Allison is such a talent. It's incredible.
And also your podcast, what's the name of that again?
That is blogtalkradio.com/Sterling Meyer. It's Manifestation Mastery. It's also on Apple, iTunes, and it's also connected to Google Podcasts. Luminary is another one. Mm-hmm. So iHeartRadio is coming up. Mm-hmm. TuneIn, you can listen to it on TuneIn as well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, great. Well, Sterling, thank you so very much for coming back. I always love talking to you. And when I get the book, I'm going to be calling you, too. I'm going to say, listen, I can't believe this part of the book. You're right. You're right. I guarantee it. I guarantee it.
Oh, boy. I can't wait. I think that'll be awesome. I really can't wait. I'm going to hold it to you.
Oh, I promise. I promise. Well, everybody, Sterling Meyer, thank you so much. The OAM System, Manifestation Mastery in 30 Days. Check it out. And just for inspiration, if nothing at all, and check out her website, The Intuitive Life by Sterling.com. And I love this stuff. So I love anything that is earthly in me and original and just what's the words I'm looking for? I'm sorry, I'm so tired. I've been so tired lately. What's the word I'm looking for? You're not your originality. You're yourself. You know, you're bringing yourself. You're finding yourself. You're finding yourself basically by doing this and getting what you want out of life. And what makes you happy, and find your happy, and this is going to help you. I think so.
Tap into that limitless power you had really no idea that you actually possessed. It'll blow your mind, but in the best way possible, for sure. It's really an exciting journey.
Right. That's what I was looking for, your inner being, your inner you, you know, to get you out and do what makes you happy. So, oh, God, thank you again, Sterling. I appreciate it. Have a good night, and it was a pleasure speaking with you. And we'll talk soon, I hope. I'm going to give you a call when I get the book and let you know if I need extra help.
All right, you got it, Joanne. Thank you again. It's been a pleasure being on your show again, and I really appreciate it. And I want to wish you a beautiful, magical, miraculous night.
Thank you, and you too, hon. Thank you too, so much, and take care.
Okay, you too.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, Sterling Meyer, everybody. I mean, she's just, I talk to her, and she just makes me feel so much better about things just in general. So I can only imagine how the book is going to make me feel. So I definitely have to get it. My problem is I never have time to read books, but this is I don't want to say an instructional thing. Is that a word? Instructional? Instructional thing. But something to guide you, for sure. For me, anyway, I think it is. Okay, so we got, what do we got going on? Tomorrow we got, I'm kind of liking this Saturday night shows at 8 p.m. I might consider not doing Sundays at 7 anymore. The 8 p.m. at Saturday is pretty cool. So anyway, we've got tomorrow Anith Magnolia, actor, producer, and he's got some really great stuff going on. And we can talk to him. And Stacey Ladislaw, of course, is coming up on Wednesday. I can't wait. And author Mary Schwartz is coming up on next Sunday. And February's shaping up. shaping up. I'm actually taking it easy a little bit, folks. So I need a break in some form. I need some kind of break. So anyway, I'm just going to slow it down a little bit. So thank you to Sterling Meyer for joining me tonight. It's always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you to our sponsors, the High Farm Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, KWB Wines in South Africa, Teas for the Times and Other Stuff in Brooklyn, New Jersey, Syntech Productions in Milton Harbor, New Jersey, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake, Closing Designs in New Jersey, Think Big Picture LLC in New York, The Observer Newspaper in Carmel, New Jersey, Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey, GenieBottles.com and H21.com, Hand Sanitizer. I have a bunch of sponsors that need to be added to the show, and once they're up, that is going to be on a loop, folks, and you won't hear it from me. It'll sound a lot nicer than me having to read it. We've got some great folks. Michael's Arts and Crafts is one of them, so that's pretty amazing. So, and a bunch of folks, seafood companies, it's crazy. I have to get to my email and working on it. So I'm just going to end this tonight and let's pick it up. Heaven and hell. Good night, everybody. Take care.